Voting for the 2020 election is underway, and all year we've been amplifying the voices of voters across the crucial I-4 corridor. And over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from voters about the state of our democracy. Today, we hear from Phyllis Young of St. Petersburg.
I'm retired. I retired in 2003 from Verizon after 30 years, and then I retired from the city of St. Pete after 10 years in 2018. I have a daughter, and had it not been for the changes made through Obamacare, I would not have been able to maintain her on my insurance because of her age, okay? But I was able to keep her on my insurance until she turned 26, you know, which was good for her because she couldn't really afford insurance on her own. Now, the social justice, I'm kind of torn in terms of how it's played out in our community, in particular, after George Floyd and all of the demonstrations that were going on, and then the rioting. I really have a problem with the rioting because it doesn't solve anything. And in the end, it's our community that is impacted by whatever happens. It doesn't help anything, doesn't help anybody. But I like that my local police department has taken steps to try to minimize how things happen in terms of the policing. I like that they made some changes. Even as an African American, I want to have the ability. I want not just for me, but for my family. I have a granddaughter who's 4 years old, and I want to see her grow up and have the same opportunities that I had. Struggle that it might have been, I did have an opportunity because I would not have been able to go to, at the time, GTE and apply for a job and get the type of job that I had in 1973 when I walked in at 23 years old. I don't think I've missed an election since I registered to vote in 1974, I think it might have been, or 75 might have been. And I try to encourage the people that are around me to vote, because that's sometimes the only voice that we have, is to step up and vote. And too many people bled and died for the right for us to vote, and for us to ignore that right, it's really like a slap in the face. I'm hoping and praying that with this election, a lot of the young people that I know, they are stepping up. They're registering to vote, and they're speaking their mind about injustices and things, and they're going about it the right way, the way in which my generation did in the 60s. You know, they're marching, they're protesting, and I think they now have, I guess you could say, clear vision of what is really happening in this country concerning African Americans. And I think it's very important to them.
That was Phyllis Young of St. Petersburg. WUSF's Bradley George produced this audio postcard as part of America Amplified, a national reporting initiative supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.